The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily that of Bashani Radio App, Bashani advertisers, sponsors, or affiliates. This show has mature content. Parental guidance is advised.
Brooklyn, Queens, Bronx, Long Island, and money-making Manhattan, home of Bashani Radio App.
New York, here we come!
From Wall Street to the boogie down Bronx, keep it locked in. We started from the bottom. Now, we here. Bashani Radio App, or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. Now, we here.
You are listening to Black Independent Network on Bashani Radio App, bringing diverse media to the world.
And we are back again. Welcome to Real Talk with AH3 on the Black Independent Network on the Bashani Radio App. I am Alvin Hollinger III, AH3 the most, El Papi Chocolate to some. And you can always connect with me and see more of my thoughts and musings at facebook.com/purpose1. Alvin, again, that's facebook.com/purposed1, Alvin, Please check out the archives for more of my great podcasts and episodes again on the Bashani Radio App. And here is what I have for you today. Today, I'm going to talk about half mind, half brain living. Again, it's half mind, half brain living. What am I talking about? Let's just get straight into it. I'm always seeking ways to, first of all, help myself live life what I call effectively, and in the process create a path or help bring back to memory that way for other people to do it. I like living in a positive, progressive, effective culture and environment. And I guess on some level, I figure if I figure out some things out and share them, that can help. I could be one of the messengers to do that, to help make life a better place. I think that's one of the core missions for most people. Some people, I have a theory, are designed to play the opposition, designed to be a hater, designed to live kind of a cold way in order to teach those who have wisdom and clarity to be bold and strong and to resist. But that's a whole nother topic. We're talking about half mind living. We're talking about us as the individual. And so what made me think about this? Social media made me think about this. I put up visceral and controversial posts, and as do many people, and there's always at some level a type of triggering, especially when it's about political issues, the big three: money, sex, and religion. And I didn't have a specific post, I just noticed a trend. And from some of my studies, from some of my mentors, I've come to learn and I've come to understand that out of the many personality types that we have out here, most people either operate out of a left-dominated hemisphere mind or a right-dominant hemisphere mind. And the differences come down to mostly living out of a pure logic faculty or a pure emotion faculty. The people that you notice that will live out of a pure logic faculty, everything has to be constantly reconfirmed, it has to be researched, it has to be studied, understood, empirical, proven beyond an absolute shadow of a doubt. And that sounds all awesome and stuff, but the truth is, much of our lives, even after so much thorough studying or vetting, if you're a highly intellectual person, it's still lived off of assumptions. You never know what you really know for sure. Or if you do, what happens when those exceptions to the rule happen? Do you just throw out your whole intellectual thesis? Or sometimes in excessive neuroses around certain subjects? No, you'll still go with it because you still have a bias in most cases, and for the most part, it's worked. So on the opposite end, you have the people who live off of more of a right hemisphere of life. Everything is about feels. Everything's about whims. Everything's about just the absolute moment with no consideration to the results that will have in the future. Passionate on the high end, impulsive on the other. And so the irony of that is when a person lives in too much of that state, they wonder why they got where they are. They wonder why they have what they have currently in their life. And usually the feelings chasers often try to either chase highs to escape, or they'll wallow in lows, emotional lows, to justify where they are. Very, very interesting dynamic on all of these ends. But what I'm here to say is everybody needs a mix of both, depending upon, I guess, your office or your purpose in life. Those things need to be mixed at different levels. Some people probably need 60 to 40 or 70 to 30 intellect to emotional mind, or left to right mind. And some people may need the opposite, 60 to 70% of emotional or expansive or creative mind to logical mind. It all comes down to the talents that you've discovered for yourself and your gifts, and where are those most applicable to help optimize your life. You should know yourself. You should know yourself deeply and intimately. You should know your trigger points, and you should also dig deep into those trigger points and start up taking the severity out of them. And you have your best shot of doing that once you embrace both sides of your mind, which comes back to the main point. Half mind living will often lead you into a place where you hit a certain limitation with the mind that you dominate with. If you're an all feelings person, you'll go into a loop of booms and busts, ups and downs with that feeling. You'll live manic. If you are a pure intellectual type, you'll probably go in loops of anxiety or frustration or burnout, because there's going to be a place where your pure logic is challenged. And you may use your logic to look every which place but within to actually deal with the emotions that you are trying to out intellectualize. It's deep, it's very deep. But what I'm trying to get to, or what I am getting to, is that even though this is a unique and deep thing to all of us, and that some of us haven't developed value for the other side of our mind, it's still with us. And it still pops up. And so what you do is you find ways to help open yourself up to the opposite side that's not so dominated with you. So if you are a mostly intellectual person, best thing you could do is learn how to cherish the moments of your living when you're not having to use absolute intellectual faculties to achieve what you need to achieve. Everyone needs a period and point of rest in their life or daily living, and it's during those times that you can learn to master the art of being in the moment and enjoying the emotions of it. And you can use certain things such as your five senses to basically tap into the moment of that time. So be a highly intellectual person. Don't just grab a meal to take in food, but enjoy every taste of that food. Now more than ever, we have access to all kinds of things we wouldn't have, like for instance music. Instead of listening to the same music that you were used to, try something different. What happens on a actual physiological level, the more you do this, you rewire your physical brain, which is just a manifestation of your mind shifting. And as that happens, your intellectual side gets more and more supported by your creative, expansive side. And so you start to balance out, and you come to realize that, okay, well, in all of my intellectuality, when I hit a wall, maybe I just need to chill for a little bit and enjoy the moment and trust that behind the scenes, my intellectual side will be supplemented with more of a creative aspect that'll show me more options to get out or to build upon what I'm so intellectually focused on. And so that's how the intellectual can get more feeling, more expansiveness in their life. For the creative types, or the more emotional types, basically the same thing can be applied, but more into a intellectual base. You're going to have to probably read something instead of indulging in the senses, focus on the intellect a little bit. Read something that's a little bit, I would say, plain or boring or direct. If you're having trouble, especially in a certain area in your life, find subjects on that. Read a book. Find the smallest book and read the book on it. Or try to follow a line of thought without having so much emotional involvement in it. Kind of take yourself out of the picture, put yourself in more of a third person kind of position, and sit down and go through some of the scenarios of your life and ask yourself, how could this have been done better? You can't change the past, but what you learn from your past can help you change the future, biologically deducing. If you find yourself again in your emotions, only thinking about how you felt, how something was done to you or something didn't get done for you, that's not the right path. The next path is, okay, how can I learn from this situation so that I don't go through it again, or I can have a better result with it? And that is how you start to work more with your left brain or left hemisphere. The final point to this is, the more you put together or integrate or work in between both sides of your brain, you start doing full brain living. And when you start doing full brain living, you go from being in a state of being limited by just half of your mind to synergizing with your full mind, meaning not only do you have the two sides of you working together, but you have them working together in such a way that the results are what you can do is greater than just the general sums of the two parts. Because it's like walking with both of your legs, left leg, right leg. Yes, you can hop, or you probably can hop around to one place with just one leg, but it's tiresome, it's ineffective, you're going to be limited. But if you have both legs, or you are able to do it smoothly, you're able to conserve energy, you're able to express and get more done. So that's what was placed upon my mind to share with you guys today. I hope you get something out of it. I really, really believe at least one person's life will be touched in a significant way with it. And all right. Well, again, this is Alvin with Real Talk with AH3 on the Black Independent Network on Bashani app. The background music, of course, is provided by Free Will, FR33. WILL. He always provides most excellent music for the vibe that I need. And for more information, contact him at Lightwalker, FR33WILL at gmail.com. Again, it's Light, LIGHT Walker, FR33WILL at gmail.com. And definitely, until next time, ladies and gentlemen, holla.
You are listening to Black Independent Network on Bashani Radio app, bringing diverse media to the world.
Brooklyn, Queens, Bronx, Long Island, and money-making Manhattan, home of Bashani Radio app.
New York, here we come!
From Wall Street to the boogie down Bronx, keep it locked in. We started from the bottom, now we here. Bashani Radio app, or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. Now we here.